It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says conservatives have their own version of political correctness. He calls it patriotic correctness.
First, increases in health care costs have slowed significantly under the Affordable Care Act, according to a new report.
The annual report from Citizen Action of Wisconsin finds that there's been a dramatic decrease in the rate of health care inflation in the 4 years since the Affordable Care Act was implemented, compared to the 13 years before it came along.
These findings come amid Republican plans to dismantle the law and claims by critics that the Affordable Care Act has caused insurance rates to rise.
Despite uncertainty over the act's future, both national and state enrollment rates are up this year.
In Wisconsin, almost 174,000 people have signed up for coverage in 2017, compared to 153,000 last year.
Robert Craig joins us now. He's executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
Well, tell us about health care insurance rate increases before and after the Affordable Care Act came along.
Yeah, we've been doing this cost ranking report for 11 years now, and so we have data back to the year 2000. And so what we traditionally have shown is huge disparities between different parts of the state, and that's still the case. You pay a lot more, say, in Eau Claire than in Madison, for example, for health insurance. But for the large group market, that's where people get most people get insurance. About 80% of people get insurance through an employer. We were able to compare the 13 years prior to the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act to the 4 years since full implementation, and we found a striking difference. There was an increase in insurance premiums and deductibles of 15% per year on average in the 13 years before the Affordable Care Act, and only a 2% per year increase in the 4 years after. And so it's very dramatic, and it doesn't prove the Affordable Care Act caused the price decrease, but it certainly undermines the claim that the Affordable Care Act caused a large spike in health insurance costs, because hyperinflation has been much slower since the law was fully enacted in 2014.
If it wasn't the Affordable Care Act, do you have ideas of what might have slowed down the increase, or do we just not have the data on that?
Yeah, this data is not, it doesn't give you a causation. It just allows you to look at the trends. And so, obviously, there'd already been a lot of hyperinflation already. So, I mean, the price run-up we had from 2000 to about 2013 was historic, and people are still feeling the brunt of it. And that's partly why people feel health insurance is unaffordable, because it still is. So we're not saying that this is not a problem, or we don't have to do a lot more to make health insurance affordable. We think we need a lot more reform. But we're saying the idea that there was a huge spike because of the Affordable Care Act is the opposite of the case, that inflation has substantially slowed down since the enactment of the law in 2014.
Well, a new thing in that law is the new health care market created by the Affordable Care Act. A lot of attention in the presidential race to big increases unveiled this fall in that market. Fewer people getting their health care that way, but what do you make of those big increases?
Well, quite frankly, if you take into account deductibles and premiums together, right, then it was much smaller, about 1.5%. So we think it's been overreported. They're higher than we would hope they would be, in part because there are too many people with health conditions who've gone into the system who faced discrimination before, not enough younger, healthier people to broaden out the cost. Now, that is not a change in underlying price or anything like that. That's a problem with making insurance work. To make it work, you need a lot of people in the system to spread the cost of more expensive people. And by the way, what the reporting about the premium increases also doesn't explain is that most people in the marketplace get tax subsidies, and most people pay less than $100 a month, and a large portion pay less than $50 a month. And those are on the chopping block right now. And so if you look at that, the Affordable Care Act actually made insurance much more affordable for people left out of the employer-based system, people with pre-existing conditions in small businesses or who are self-employed or who are early retirees. Everyone who doesn't have good insurance at work basically has much less expensive health care if you take into account the tax subsidies to make it affordable.
We'll get more into the future of the Affordable Care Act in a moment. Looking at your report, though, you mentioned the disparities around the state. This is something you've been tracking from year to year. What does that look like in Wisconsin in this new report?
Well, when we put together all three types of insurance, So that was both individual market, people, insurance people buying their own, small employer insurance, and then insurance that's bought by medium and large employers. There's a very big differential. There's a 34% difference between the high cost area and the lowest cost area. The highest cost area being Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield. North Central Wisconsin is the most expensive in the report. So Stevens Point and Wausau are very high, and between Madison, which is the lowest, which is a very large number. It's over over $2,400 a year. It's even worse in the individual market. The gap is over $5,000 a year. So it really does impact how much you pay based on where you live around the state, and it's probably a drag in economic development in the expense areas of the state, like northwestern Wisconsin, north central, and southeastern Wisconsin, that in health insurance is much more expensive there than it is in Madison, for example.
And why? What's driving that difference in those areas?
Well, it's hard to tell. We obviously, underlying medical prices are still the biggest driver because they're at least 80% of the cost of health insurance, and simply the prices hospitals, doctors, and pharmaceutical companies charge. So that's got to be their underlying. But we also found discrepancies between different kinds of insurance where one kind was more expensive than another relatively in the same region. So there are also distortions in the insurance market that we need to get to. And I think that what this really calls for is fundamental reform in Madison that actually gets at what the costs are. There was a bill that was introduced last session, didn't even get a hearing, by Representative Colstie in Janesville that would have not only required robust rate review for every insurance company that raised rates substantially, but for them to reveal, if they could justify the rates, why the rates went up. And that would help us get to the bottom of whether it's hospital systems, whether it's outpatient care, whether it's the pharmaceutical industry, or what combination of all those factors it is and why it's different from region to region. So we really need to work on that and get a lot greater transparency and accountability through legislation in Madison. But unfortunately, these kind of bills aren't being taken up by the current majority at all. They're doing nothing on health care costs.
Talking to Robert Craig from Citizen Action of Wisconsin, a new report on health care costs here in the state, a decline in the rate of increase of health care costs over the last few years. Want to get into, you mentioned the Affordable Care Act on the chopping block, but we're seeing more people signing up in Wisconsin on the marketplace nationally as well as compared to last year. Why more signups when this thing may be on the way out?
I think people know just instinctively that they're probably in a stronger position if the Trump administration and Congress take rash action if they have an insurance policy already. And they're not wrong about that. In fact, some of the reform proposals propose allowing pre-existing condition discrimination to return if someone's uninsured. If you have continuous insurance, then you couldn't face discrimination. So I think people realize that they're in better shape if they sign up. And I think that the problem we face in January is that a lot of people do not know what the consequences of these policies are going to be. And they actually, and Donald Trump and congressional Republicans ran on lowering health insurance costs and creating more choice and more controlled health care decisions. If they simply repeal the Affordable Care Act quickly with no replacement, they do the opposite. They force, according to the Urban Institute, 430,000 people to lose their health insurance in Wisconsin.
One part of a replacement that a lot of people have talked about, a lot of Republicans have talked about, would be making it easier for insurance providers, healthcare companies to work across state lines. They say that's going to give more competition, more choices in an area, bring costs down. Could that be part of a solution?
It does nothing to deal with actual cost. It makes the assumption that an insurance company that's approved to sell in Mississippi and not Wisconsin will negotiate a better rate with Aurora or Marshfield Clinic, and which they obviously wouldn't. What they could do, though, is sell substandard lemon policies that are full of holes and that don't cover anything when someone gets sick and leave them bankrupt and with hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. That isn't lowering health insurance costs. That's simply selling a substandard and dangerous product. So I think it does nothing to deal with cost or affordability to allow substandard plans to be sold across state lines.
If the Affordable Care Act goes away, what would you like to see as a bare minimum in the replace part of the equation?
Well, look, you have over 20 million people right now that get their health insurance either through the expansion of Medicaid or that was in the Affordable Care Act or through the new marketplaces with tax subsidies to make them affordable. The problem is that when they repeal the funding parts of the law without replacing them, they're going to repeal the funding. And so there is no solution. that can actually cover people if you take the money away. The private market is not going to provide affordable coverage on its own. And we have a lot of people who don't have good insurance at work, and we're going to have an increasing number of those people as the economy continues to transition into more of a gig economy. And so, quite frankly, it's a very scary proposition that the money to make health insurance affordable is going to be repealed right away with no plan in place whatsoever that could possibly be viable for guaranteeing coverage to tens of millions of people. So it's a very stark situation we face right away in the early Trump administration.
We'll leave it there for now. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Good conversation.
That was Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.